I know, but isn't it nice to say that on this Monday, as we, throughout the football season, follow our Detroit Lions, for the first time all season long, we are not talking about a Detroit Lions loss this morning.
Yes, and it won't be 0-17, right?
It won't be 0-17, we can also say that. It was the tie, of course.
I've got a new chant.
What's that chant?
Santoso has to go. Santoso has to go.
He does have a great mustache, though. So
Gosh. He can't kick a point after. He can't kick a 42-yard field goal when they need it. I mean, come on.
I don't think they were expecting much from him in the first place. Oh. So he was like, uh-oh, Seibert's not available, and so you got to do something.
Half the guys on the team could go out there and do as well.
Well, they might get their chance. Leave it to the Lions, where the extra point could have been the difference.
Yeah,
in
right. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And then the field goal, which
I'm 48 yarder,
which would have been a career high for him.
Not trying to give him an excuse, but it was pretty bad weather there in Pittsburgh.
It was kind of nasty when that rain coming in and everything like that.
At the tail end there, when they were driving and trying to get within field goal range, I thought, oh no, they could lose. I'd rather have them end in a tie.
Oh no, don't worry, Dave. The Steelers were going to do whatever it took to make sure they wouldn't win that game. So don't worry.
How about that? Two costly fumbles in overtime, including that last one as they were setting up for perhaps a game-winning field goal.
Right.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, well, the whole thing started crazy when it was announced on Saturday night that Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't be playing with COVID. So that's why we should have known that maybe this was going to be a... And then there was a point in the game where Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, his whole rib cage and midsection was wrapped up. Didn't even think he was going to be coming back into the game, but he did. And go figure. The Lions are one of the worst rushing teams in the league, and they ended up racking up about 209 yards rushing or something like that. Wasn't that about
229
yards rushing.
DeAndre Swift 130.
Go figure. Go figure. But I will give them – hey, got to give Dan Campbell Lions credit after that horrific performance a couple weeks ago. I mean, they put together. I mean, they played hard. Wasn't pretty at all. It was a hard game to watch for 3.5 hours. But
it was some pretty impressive rushing.
It was. That was all right. Yeah, that was all right.
They played with what they had, including losing several players from injury that couldn't return to.
But we only had 16 passing attempts in the entire game.
Well, that goes back to I didn't understand that too, and I guess I didn't really hear a lot of hubbub about it. That if Goff was obviously not 100%,
why not? Yeah, well, that's.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweet, how awful is David Blau if they're not going to play him at all, who's 100% healthy and he's the backup quarterback? I don't know.
Maybe there's an issue with him that we don't know about.
I don't know. It looked like he was getting ready to come into the game because you saw somebody from the coaching staff go talk to him, and then he started stretching and getting ready, but it never happened. But, hey.
It was strange.
It really was.
The way that the game unfolded, and somehow the Lions found a way to tie.
When did we do that poll, that online poll, asking if you thought the Lions were going to finish winless?
That was just the previous week, yeah.
Do you recall that I asked you, I said, Charlie, I think you may have missed one option that people could have taken, that they would get a tie.
Yes. And we laughed.
So. Now, what I don't get, no matter what team it is, why do they go to throwing off to a receiver out in the flats and they don't advance? They don't even get to the line of scrimmage sometimes. I just don't understand the logic of that rather than throwing downfield.
I'm with you, Dave. I hate that play so much. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Mm-hmm. And the Lions do it. My Steelers do it all the time. The Michigan Wolverines do it. Yeah. I don't know why, but everybody seems to. It
just doesn't make sense, especially when you're on third down and need to, 15 yards.
Right.
That play that you might be advancing on a first or second down, but when third down, when you need that yardage.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't get it.
Send the receiver past the yardage that you need.
Throw
and
for
then
the
catch
sticks.
The ball.
Yes, throw exactly. for the sticks is what I say.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, and we're not standing on the sidelines of an NFL team.
Maybe we should be on the sideline of some NFL team.
I had to do research, too, as much as you mentioned, because I was going to reference the poll, because I remember that comment. I thought I did, and when we made our Lions predictions before the season, I said that I thought the Lions would be a .500 team this year.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, they'd have to have a tie.
Yeah, that's right. You still have a chance. So.
Well,
oh, it's very slim to none chance.
Now they got to run the table for the 500 team. Egads.
Well, they'll be playing Cleveland next week, who might not have Baker Mayfield, their starting quarterback. That could help the Lions.
Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Anything. We'll take anything at this point. Anything. Dan Campbell, though. I mean, your first non-loss.
That's right.
It's a non-win. I mean, give the guy something to celebrate.
I know.
Yeah.
Especially since he was the one that was calling the offensive plays, too.
Yeah, he was.
Anthony Lynn wasn't doing it.
Yep.
We should make reference to Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan, big win against Penn State.
Man, that was, that was. I think a lot of people of the Maize and Blue thought that, oh, here we go again. Michigan somehow is finding a way to lose this game until that big play with a big touchdown pass that came McNamara to Alt there at the very end. I mean, that was well-designed play, and it worked, and it helped them eke out a victory there.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to the defense, too, for, I think, stepping up big throughout the game.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
And the Spartans rebounded nice to accelerate their season toward a big matchup against Ohio State this coming week.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
The Buckeyes are 20.5-point favorites already.
I don't get that.
I know. Number five, was that? Would that be number four against number seven, I think, in the AP poll? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not surprised that Ohio State isn't favored at home.
Well, right, of course. But 20 points. I don't know.
That's disrespectful.
We'll see if Vegas Vegas knows something that we don't. But I mean, Ohio State's a good team. Don't get me wrong. And they've got a lot of weapons, and they're putting up a lot of points.
If I had money, I might put a little down on that right now. That's the spread I can get.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens with that game Saturday, because it might be a good indicator of what might happen the following week when Michigan takes on Ohio.
It
looms.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I'll give credit to Ohio State. If they are able to beat Michigan State and then Michigan, all right, well, then I guess they are really the best in the conference.
SVSU's season ended over the weekend. 1-point loss to Michigan Tech.
Tough one. Good year, though.
And Northwood's season came to an end, too. They had a loss against Northern Michigan, so we wrapped up those.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations. We should mention if I have this right, Freeland, Frankmuth, Standish Sterling going on to the state semifinals in high school football.
Congratulations.
Yep.
So we could have some potential championship football games the following weekend. They'll play the state semis this week. So
congratulations to them.
Well, a lot of hometown support behind all of those teams.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's always more than football happening when it comes to the sports we discussed. It's just that, which is an event that happens once a week.
Yeah.
That's why football becomes an event.
Of course. Hey, and it's an event when the Lions don't lose. So we have to highlight it.
Yes, we'll let the rest of it go by. That's our mantra. Lions didn't lose. And we'll just leave it at that.